I've been putting off writing this blog post. It's been almost 2 weeks now since we had to say goodbye to our little buddy. Scamp didn't seem to be in any pain, but he was just a shadow of his former self. The spunk was gone, the spark too. No more long walks, no jumping up on the back of lounger love seat. That little tail of his no longer stood at attention. Why, even his back had changed. He didn't eat much, except for treats. I swear ya, the only thing keeping him going was love. I woke in the middle of the night hearing Scamp try to get comfortable, going from the bed to the floor and back again. And that was it. I knew it was time. I cried myself back to sleep, and the next morning I told Charlie. He agreed. We brought Scamp to the vet that morning. The car rides when I knew for sure he was ready to go. Far from being the usual bad boy, he just cuddled and stared out the window. He didn't even shake when we got to the vet's. Oh, they were so wonderful there. It's such a heartbreaking thing to lose a member of your family. Charlie and I took turns holding Scamp while they got things ready. I'll spare you the details, except for this one. Around the IV was a sparkly purple gauze, and on it a little red heart sticker about the size of a quarter, holding it all together. That little heart said it all. Scamp gave us so much love these last 13 years. He made us laugh every day. I miss coming home from work and seeing his little face in the window. Walking in the door and him being over the moon to see me. I miss hearing Charlie talking to him in the morning, and I miss Scamp begging for food. He was always at my feet in the kitchen. I didn't think I'd miss that, but I do. I miss everything about the little guy. Yet I feel lighter knowing we did the right thing. We knew it was coming, and seeing Scamp so compromised was heartbreaking. 2 weeks later, missing him comes in waves. I keep expecting to see him, and sometimes I think I do. Charlie, too, out of the corner of his eye. Mostly, there's a feeling that something's not quite right in the house, in my heart. Yet, I'm comforted by all the wonderful memories and how grateful I am to have had Scamp in our lives. Thanks, little buddy. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.